Chapter 52. The End. Pierce concluded his testimony on August the 2nd. At that time, the prosecutor, aware that the public was perplexed by the master criminal's cool demeanour and absence of guilt, turned to a final line of inquiry. "Mr. Pierce," said the prosecutor, rising to his full height. "Mr. Pierce, I put it to you directly. Did you never feel at any time some sense of impropriety, some recognition of misconduct, some comprehension of unlawful behavings, some moral misgivings in the performance of these various criminal acts?"
"I do not comprehend the question," Pierce said. The prosecutor was reported to have laughed softly. "Yes, I suspect you do not. It is written all over you."
At this point, his lordship cleared his throat and delivered the following speech from the bench.
"Sir," said the judge, "it is a recognized truth of jurisprudence that laws are created by men, and that civilized men, in a tradition of more than two millennia, agree to abide by these laws for the common good of society. For it is only by the rule of law that any civilization holds itself above the promiscuous squalor of barbarism. This we know from all the history of the human race, and this we pass on in our educational processes to all our citizens. Now, on the matter of motivation, sir, I ask you, why did you conceive, plan, and execute this dastardly and shocking crime?"
Pierce shrugged.
"I wanted the money," he said.
Following Pierce's testimony, he was handcuffed and escorted from the courtroom by two stout guards, both armed. As Pierce left the court, he passed Mr. Harrenby.
"Good day, Mr. Pierce," Mr. Harrenby said.
"Goodbye," Pierce replied.
Pierce was taken out the back of the Old Bailey to the waiting police van, which would drive him to Coldbath Fields. A sizable crowd had gathered on the steps of the court. The guards pushed away the crowd, which shouted greetings and expressions of luck to Pierce. One scabrous old whore, slipping forward, managed to kiss the culprit full on the mouth, if only for a moment, before the police pushed her aside. It is presumed that this whore was actually the actress Miss Miriam, and that in kissing Pierce she passed him the key to the handcuffs, but that is not known for certain.